someone may start gambling for fun and have some early wins. Then they keep playing in the hope they'll win again and experience the same good feelings. However, when they lose, particularly big losses, the cycle of compulsive gambling can begin. Gambling can be an escape for people who've experienced a stressful change in life, or who want to forget about life's worries, such as relationship issues or money troubles. Others may start gambling on the pokies because they're lonely and crave company. People who've grown up in a home with a parent or grandparent that has a gambling issue have a higher risk of developing a gambling addiction. Generally, there are four main reasons why people gamble. These might help you understand how gambling can become addictive and why it's hard to stop. Firstly, for social reasons, this may be because it's what a group of friends do when they get together, or because it makes a social gathering more enjoyable. Secondly, for financial reasons, to win money, because someone enjoys thinking about what they would do if they won a jackpot, or because winning would change someone's lifestyle. Thirdly, for entertainment reasons, because they like the feeling, to get that rush or high, or because it makes them feel good. Lastly, for coping reasons, for someone to forget their worries, because they feel more self-confident, or because it helps when they are feeling nervous or depressed. These reasons don't absolve the person gambling of responsibility, but they do provide a better understanding of what motivates your loved one to keep gambling and why it has become a problem. Remember, your loved one did not choose to have an early win. They didn't choose to become addicted. And they likely don't realize how gambling works. Keep this in mind if you find yourself becoming angry at the person in a way which could be unhelpful.